The purpose of my visit is that I'm visiting my troops just before Christmas to see how they are doing, to pay attention to their work, and to hear from them what is going well and what is not going well at some stages, whether they are supported in the best possible way by us in the Netherlands. Mm. So it is a Christmas troop visit. That's basically why I'm here.
Okay. Like how many troops do you have in the UN mission in South Sudan?
We have 6 soldiers. Okay. From different forces, armed forces within the Netherlands. So at the moment it is Navy and Air Force personnel that is comprising the 6.
Okay. How are you supporting the UN mission in South Sudan here?
How?
Yes.
Well, by the military personnel that we sent. And at the moment, they are working in the headquarters primarily. They are not part of the troops that go out to do the protection of civilians, for example. But they sometimes go out to other cities, other places to assist the forces that are out there for the UN. So they are part of the staff.
Okay. So I understand the UN mission or the peacekeeping force in the country actually consists of different people with different professional skills. So which particular skills are you providing to the mission in the country here?
We have a legal advisor here, for example, who is supporting the force commander. Mm-hmm. We have personnel that is assisting in the support branch, so in road transport or in the air transport, for example. There's people working in the civil-military cooperation, and there is a person that is in the Joint Operations Center. So it is different skills and different jobs, and every time we send people, we talk to the UN on which jobs are available, and we try to match the jobs with the right personnel with the right skills.
Okay, now that you're in South Sudan, you've seen your troops in the country here, what is your general assessment of the situation on the ground?
Unfortunately, I'm only here for a very short visit. So I must say that is a pity because I would have loved to see more of South Sudan. But unfortunately, there is no time in my schedule to do that. We are all hoping that the peace process will be successful, of course, and we will see in the next spring whether that is the case. And I wish for South Sudan that the peace process is successful. That is the reason why this mission is here, and of course for the people of this beautiful country. I sincerely hope that that peace will come. In such a way that basically this mission no longer is necessary, because that is basically that would be the biggest success if the mission would leave South Sudan after a successful finish of their mission.
Just over the weekend, that was on Friday, CITESAM reported that some of their forces were stripped naked when they were just going to assess a situation in Luri. Any comment from the Netherlands government, particularly now that you're also part of the UN force in the country?
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with this incident, as you just told me. So I can't comment on that because I don't know the case, and otherwise I would speculate if I would do that. So unfortunately, I can't answer that question.
Okay. Now, thank God you're coming during the Christmas Eve. What is your Christmas message for the people of South Sudan?
I sincerely hope that the people of South Sudan will get the stability and the peace that they deserve. After a number of years where there is tensions in the country, where there's people being internally displaced, that is the reason why most of these POCs are so full with people. So if the mission is going to be successful, so that's my Christmas wish, basically, that the people of South Sudan get the stability and the peace they deserve.